It is October 16th, 1993, and that's a piece of music from World War II and the Jimmy Lunceford book, Peace and Love for All. The performance featuring the work of the late Shirley Witherspoon and the Americana Classic Orchestra under Ted Unseth. Bandana Square, St. Paul, Minnesota, October 16th, 1993. And Ted Unseth has been living in Washington, D.C., lo, these many years, and he's come back to Minneapolis and St. Paul to live and deliver his taste, perception, and sense of the artist of American music. Ted, once again, good to keep you up all night.
Oh, no problem there. I want to say about that last tune, the gig that we did that weekend, Bandana Square, 20th anniversary. I was pretty excited about listening to tapes when I got home. And as soon as I got home, I listened. And this particular one, I got to tell you the truth. I don't think I did it ever since, but when I first heard all the way through, and Shirley, you see, I counted that tune off much slower than at the original. And at first I thought, oh, I made a mistake, but I did not make a mistake. Everybody picked up on a feeling, this incredible, slow-flowing feeling. And Shirley's, the way she sang it, I shed a tear. I actually cried when I heard it the first time. I thought it was so deep, the feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, and that tune is so amazing to me also because Oh, my goodness. It was during World War II, and during any war, you're going to have gung-ho, of course, support the guys and let's get the other guys. But this was all about, we have dark days here, but keep the faith, and there will be peace and love for all. Sounds simplistic, but, you know, in the era that I grew up in, I'm a baby boomer, and peace, love, and all that stuff was big on our minds at the time. But, you know, it has been throughout history. And for a tune in 1943, a black orchestra basing a tune on a Hebrew chant called Eli Eli, that's the melody for that, and the chord changes and whatever, that's what it's based on. But for them to release that during World War II, and I just think it's too beautiful, really quite beautiful. And the way Shirley sang it, it killed me. Something else. She was something else.
She certainly was.
Yeah.
Ted, now that you're settling in here and
kind
reviewing this music and we're sharing it with everyone.
That's great.
It prompts me to ask you.
Yeah.
What your vision is for the future and the Americana Classic Orchestra.
Okay. We're going to get the title straight. It's the Americana Classic Jazz Orchestra.
Yes.
Yes. And I made a mental note here that classic jazz is the key to everything for me with this project, because 1973 to 1980, classic jazz, okay, and then the partnership didn't quite work out. But classic jazz is what I'm all about with this project, which means note for note, transcriptions, you know, from the recordings, like you described once over the air, painstakingly under the headphones, that kind of thing. Note for note, everything we hear, write it down, try to render it in public performance with the right feeling and the right notes. So it's a classic jazz approach that I take to everything here. And I just want to continue that, but I don't want to continue it trying to make it in the commercial market, because I won't. I want to try to get institutional support, like a college or a university or some organization, to help sponsor it. It should be a project that when I die, it still lives on. It's a wonderful, what do you call it? You call it a living museum, and that's what it is. And I would like to see it have support all the time, not just once in a while when you have a gig. You know what I mean?
Paul?
So that's what I'm going to try to pursue. Maybe I won't find that kind of support, but I'm looking for it.
Well, Ted, I wanted to...
I want it to be an institution. What do you think of that?
I think it's a marvelous mission.
Well, I'm back to try to do it again, that's all. And classic jazz is the clue. Now, the Benny Waters thing was a special occasion. We had a special guest, and over all these years, I've had chances to have special people. When we do that, I write up special material for that occasion, and we probably expand the repertoire to reflect more so where they're coming from, you know. But the normal repertoire with the normal band would be this classic jazz approach. Everything is note for note the way it was back then. You know, I remember a farmer, a wonderful farmer in a bib overall, and the red line on his, where his cap was, you know, and his head was all white. And he comes up to me and says, you know what? My favorite band of all times is the world's greatest jazz band. I think it was Bobby Haggart and all those guys, right? He said, that's the greatest band that ever lived. But when I close my eyes and I listen to you guys, and even with the fluffs, he says, because we made a few mistakes here and there, he says, you are so authentic. I am transported back to that time. You are as good as my favorite band. That coming from a farmer, I thought was one of the greatest compliments we ever got.
Well, the universality of the language is urban, suburban, and way out, as
that's
one
right.
friend of mine once
yes,
said.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ted, will you stay with us? We'll
sure.
Recap, and in the next hour, we'll...
Can I say one more thing? I want to give people a website, okay? Just in case they're interested.
Well, we'll post that in this next hour.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll keep people with us.
Cool.
Meantime, thank you very much for those footnotes on
okay.
peace
oh,
and love.
It was special that we could
for
do that.
All.
I'm so glad we did it. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, Leigh. Bye.
by now, followed by sun. Then there'll be lightness, brightness, peace and love for all.
A theme with the Jimmy Lunsford Band in memory, Shirley Witherspoon, and the lyrics to Peace and Love for All. The occasion, the 20th anniversary concert at Bandana Square on October 16th, 1993. Ted Unseth with the Americana Classic Jazz Orchestra.